The FBI revealed today that the investigation into Sunday's deadly shooting at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin is now reaching beyond the borders of the United States. While still classified as an act of domestic terrorism, an FBI official said today that nearly 200 grand jury subpoenas have been issued in the case, and that the alleged shooter in the incident may have contributed to his own death. WBAI's Jose Santiago has this report.
The evidence indicates that the second responding officer who shot Page in the stomach, thereby neutralizing the threat, subsequent to that wound, it appears that Page died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head.
Teresa Carlson, special agent in charge of the FBI's Milwaukee office. She revealed today that the shooting suspect, Wade Michael Page, might have taken his own life after being struck by police bullets in the parking lot of the Sikh temple, where six people were killed and three others were wounded. The revelation may have been designed to discourage associates of Page from targeting the officer who eventually took Page down. The apparent suicide was among several new developments outlined by Carlson, who added that the recent arrest of Page's girlfriend on a felony weapons charge was not related to the temple shooting, and who described an extensive FBI investigation that presumably focuses on hate groups with which Page may have been associated.
As the investigation stands now, we have conducted over 100 interviews nationwide, including those of family, associates, employers, neighbors of Wade Michael Page. We have issued 180 federal grand jury subpoenas. As of 8 o'clock this morning, we have 101 leads pending nationwide. I'm sorry, worldwide.
FBI Special Agent Carlson added that investigators have yet to establish a clearly defined motive for the shooting and that it is still believed that Page acted alone. She said a person of interest for whom the FBI had been searching has been interviewed and is cooperating with the investigation.
The issuance of the subpoenas, all these subpoenas by the FBI, is interesting because obviously they seem to think that there's something going on wider than just Page having committed the act on Sunday all on his own.
Heidi Bayrick is director of the intelligence project of the Southern Poverty Law Center, the group that identified Page as a member of what has been described as a hate band, whom the organization has been tracking for more than 10 years. She says the nearly 200 subpoenas already issued by investigators is not surprising.
I'm not sure exactly who they're serving, but in previous cases where you've had white supremacists who've engaged in extreme violence, the FBI usually goes and, you know, shakes the trees of everyone around them to find out if anybody else was connected to the act. And we know in the case of Timothy McVeigh in Oklahoma City that he actually did have a couple of accomplices. So it just makes sense. And they're probably worried about maybe more violence. So this is at least precautionary, too.
And they said that it wasn't just national, but that it was a worldwide issuance of subpoenas and people they want to talk to.
The fact that the people they want to talk to is international is not that surprising to me. I mean, skinhead networks range all across Europe and the United States. We have organizations like, for example, Volksfront, which was affiliated for a while with Wade Page's girlfriend, Misty Cook, that has chapters all across Europe and in Australia, I think. So the international aspect makes sense. Also, the bands that are involved in this hatecore music, like Page's band and Apathy, they travel all over what these folks call the white world, so basically Europe, the United States, Australia, and New Zealand, doing gigs. So they have contacts all over the place overseas.
And as the investigation continues, it appears it will be some time before worshippers will be able to return to the temple. Again, FBI Special Agent Teresa Carlson.
It is a large crime scene, as you can imagine. The temple consists of several rooms, over 16,000 square feet, that need to be meticulously searched. We recovered approximately 139 items from the parking lot alone. We are reviewing voluminous electronic records from Page's email accounts, his telephone. We're combing through Department of Transportation traffic videos, neighborhood security videos. I will say that the video coverage from inside the temple was not on at the time, so there is no video of the shooting from inside the temple.
And while the growth of white supremacist groups is something WBAI has reported on for some time, officials at the Southern Poverty Law Center feel the corporate media's sudden interest in the issue could be beneficial.
Our hope is that general awareness about the dangers posed by white supremacists, about the fact that the white supremacist movement has been growing over the last decade, that will occur and that law enforcement will focus its resources on this other part of terrorism that the United States faces. I think oftentimes we lapse into thinking it's really Al-Qaeda or Islamic terrorism that is, you know, the main thing that we need to be concerned about. But domestic terrorism is a real problem. There have been a lot of incidents in the last few years, and so if that focuses attention there, that's a good thing.
For WBAI News, I'm Jose Santiago.